Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's a big difference between being a witness, being anointed to testify of your personal experience with the Lord, or being called and anointed to teach or to preach or to be an evangelist or a pastor. They're not the same thing. We've already gone over the scriptures where we saw that not all should try to be teachers and preachers. Is everyone an apostle? Is everyone a prophet? The Bible, no. And yet, everybody who's received the Holy Spirit, everybody that's born again, can and should be a fearless witness. Yes. Amen. Somebody say fearless witness. Yes. Fearless witness of what they have seen and heard. Now, I know we touched on it, but I want to go over it again, what we're talking about a witness is. We gave you the definition. You tell me again. What is a witness? One who testifies of what they have seen and heard or know. Personal testimony, firsthand knowledge, personal experience. Let me read some verses to you. In Luke 1 and 2, he says, those, he said, which were from the beginning, eyewitnesses, he said, is how he came to write this book of Luke, is because he said, I and they were eyewitnesses to these things that transpired. Luke 7:22, Jesus said, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard. John, in the beginning, John bare record and said, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove and abode on Jesus. And I knew him not, didn't know who he was to start with, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, that's the one that baptizes with the Holy Spirit. I saw and I bear record that this is the Son of God. Yeah. John saw it. Amen. So he could testify about what he saw. Yeah. Can you see that? Yeah. John 3:11 says, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen. Verse 32, what he has seen and heard, that he testifies. What do you testify? What you see, what you hear, what you know. John 12, it says, the people that were with him when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead, they bore record. They gave testimony of what? They were there. They saw him come out. And so when they testified, verse 18, John 12, 18, for this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. Why did they come and meet him? Because the people that had seen it testified. And it affected these people. Now we're beginning to see something. What's God's plan and purpose in you and I being empowered, anointed to be witnesses? In our hometown, in our neighborhood, in our community, in our state, in our region, to the uttermost parts of the world. What's God's plan in that? So that they hear the testimony, and we'll get into this, I think, perhaps later, and the Holy Spirit bears witness with the testimony. Now you got two witnesses. Not just you, but you and him. And it's not just you talking about something, but there's an anointing that comes to convince, to reveal, to persuade, to confirm. So that they could have their own personal encounter with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, so that they can have a witness. Can you say amen? Acts 4. Acts 4:18 says they called him and commanded him not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said, whether is it right in the sight of God to hearken to you more than to God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
Amen.
People have confused teaching Bible lessons and Bible doctrine with witnessing. It's not the same thing. What are they anointed to do? Testify. Be a witness of what? Of what? Of what they themselves have seen and heard and know. Let me give you a revelation. Most unbelievers, particularly strangers to you, could not care less about what you believe or what you think you know, or your doctrines about spiritual things. Most of them have got no time for that. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen to you. Try to explain to them what you think you believe. But what you have personally experienced is another thing. That's another thing. You're not talking theory. You're not talking doctrine. You're not talking denomination. You're not talking religion. You are an eyewitness. You saw it. You heard it. You know it. You personally experienced it. And that's what the Holy Spirit will anoint you to share and say and do. And He will get involved with them. And even if they thought they didn't want to hear it and believe it, He'll begin to work on them. And they'll begin to look at your eyes and go, you know, they act like that really happened. They sure are convincing about that. And it'll stay with them and it'll work on them.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And John, let me see, 1 John. Go with me to 1 John and the first chapter and the first verse. 1 John 1:1. John says this, and you'll find in the gospel account of John as well as in 1 John. If you want to study on this subject, those are two excellent passages. It's just full. John, Gospel of John and 1 John are full of references to witness and testimony and believing. He said that which was from the beginning. Which what? We. Who heard it? Is John saying, I heard it. Me and my companions. Is he saying, I heard it? We heard it? We saw it with our eyes. Whose eyes? Our eyes. We looked upon, our hands have handled. Is he saying, I was there? I was there. I traveled with the Master. I heard His preaching. I saw the miracles. Yeah. I had my head on His chest at the supper table.
Yes.
I was there. And verse 2, for the life was manifested and we have seen it. Can you keep seeing the emphasis here? I saw it. I heard it. I touched it. I was there. And what else are we doing now? We're bearing witness. We're testifying. And we're showing to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Keep reading. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. See, he said it like three times now, hadn't he? We saw it. We heard it. And we're declaring it. We're testifying that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I know I'm being repetitive, but it's for a purpose. Tell me what a witness is. Somebody who testifies. Testifies about what? What they have seen, what they have heard, what they know. Firsthand experience. And that's what Acts 1:8 is talking about, that you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit's come on you and you'll be witnesses. Thank you, Lord. Go with me over, if you would, to the book of John, the fourth chapter, if you would. John chapter 4. I tell you what, go to Mark 5 first. We'll do it this way. Mark 5, and then I think we'll go to John 4. Mark 5 is the story of the man who was demon-possessed, living out in the graveyard, naked. To some today, he'd just be a goth nudist. Who was doing his own thing. How many understand it's not normal to want to go around with no clothes on? It's not good. It's not okay. And people who try to say that it is, they're confused. They're deceived. They're thinking wrong. It's not normal to cut yourself. Why was he cutting himself and running around naked? Because he was full of the devil. When did that change? And this fascination with death and decay. This obsession with death. You know? I like motorcycles. But I don't understand why everybody wants to put skulls on them. No skulls on my scooter. No, no, no. People think that's cool. They think it's tough. I'm sorry if you've got some on yours, but it's death. It's emphasizing death. And if you're a Christian, you're not a child of death. You're not a child of darkness. You're a child of the light. You're a child of life. We're not supposed to be obsessed with death. Should see some of the looks I'm getting across. I'm sorry if you got skulls on it. I'm not. If you like your skulls, okay. But we are not to be. This man, why did he pick to live out in a cemetery? Why? In the tombs. Naked. Cutting himself. See, this he is in total darkness. His mind is confused and taken over by this. By yielding to it. You yield to it long enough, it gets worse and worse and worse. Nasty, filthy, unclean. That's not who we are. I said, that's not who we are. We're children of the light. We're children of life, not death. Light, not darkness. We're not interested in mutilating ourselves. Cutting ourselves. No. No, the Lord's not dealing with you to cut yourself. Well, that's the only way I can get released from pain. You're believing lies. That's not true. You need to be free. You're listening to the wrong things. The Lord's not going to tell you to hurt yourself. He'll help you get healed. Right? Help you get free.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.